This week's comments are kind of a grab bag, including several from people who've made pledges in the last few weeks. Jason Crowgie, for example, says, I love Science Friday and the Writer's Almanac. It's nice to live in a town with a public radio station. John Early says, I miss Thistle and Shamrock. Spring Harkins says, my job is driving all day, and if it weren't for you guys, I couldn't do it. I'm so happy this area has such a great public radio station.
I am just amazed at the collective ignorance of the people in America. NASA's already come to Wrightsville Beach and said, it's going underwater. Don't leave it to your grandchildren. There's a very easy fix for the whole thing. It's a micronutrient. It's called iron that's put in the ocean. It encourages the phytoplankton, which bring in carbon dioxide, the odorless, colorless gas that's causing all the global warming, turns it into food. You end up with a whole lot more fish. So you all have plenty of fish to eat, but you have to do it. Isn't that something?
Listener Juanita wrote, I loathe the talk radio. I simply do not care about the opinion of those who call in. I also dislike all of Friday and Saturday night and A Smooth Landing. Erica Huddle says, I love you guys. I was cold but slowly warmed to Diane Rehm. Her program is insightful. Elizabeth Sanders Park says, I love the balance of programming, news, and music. Keep it up. You're one of the best things about living and running a business in Wilmington. John Lepachka says, since moving to Southeast North Carolina this past May, the first thing that I do every morning is tune in to WHQR. I'm interested in hearing about what is happening globally and locally, and I get that from your morning program. Keep up the good work. Listener Mike wrote about a recent commentary by Gwenifar Roller on T.S. Eliot's The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. I don't generally enjoy the WHQR commentaries. I'd rather hear more local news, but thank you for this one. Gwenifar made the poem sound fresh and alive. It was a welcome change from Garrison Keillor's readings, which have a way of making every poem sound like the same mournful lullaby. Listener Joanne wrote, comprehensive news coverage and in-depth reporting are greatly appreciated. And June Craddock wrote, I absolutely love being a grandma, especially when my 4-year-old grandson says something so cute that I have to share it. Here goes. Me. Ezra, you're so smart. How do you know so much? Ezra. I listen to National Public Radio. And June's comment, out of the mouths of babes, you gotta love it. Well, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.